I'm pulling the plug on this madness. Get the fuck out of here. All right, next caller. Relan, you are on the air.
Hello.
Good to have you.
Nice to be here. Now, Dougal, you had a little moment where you were talking about Puppet Kids. I'm wondering if you're able to continue it a little bit longer.
Which show?
Well, we can talk about Peely Fantasy's remake, War of Dragons. Have you watched that yet?
I have not.
Well, they just put it out on Netflix. It's a complete clusterfuck if you loved Thunderbolt Fantasy. It's pretty much in the same vein, but with a lot more complex of a story. Huh. Very, very fun. Very, very entertaining. Would thoroughly recommend if you liked watching Puppet Kino. Yeah, you're going to have to get Netflix, or I think it's on, yeah.
Huh, nice. I'll check that out.
Very solid. It's extremely confusing when you get into it because you have no idea what the fuck is going on. Like I said, season 6 is a... But it's worth figuring out what the fuck is going on because it's like 20 episodes, 1 hour long. It's a fucking marathon.
Nice. Thanks for the rec.
Yeah. Actually, who's your favorite character in Thunderbolt Fantasy?
Great question. Probably Ken Sanun. Love him. He's my boy.
The spear guy?
Yep. The young, scrappy lad who refuses to give in to his ideals and perseveres despite the rest of the world spitting on him for it.
Getting screwed over by everybody.
But then gets the hot chick in the end, so...
I wonder if they're going to come back in season 3.
Probably.
They kind of have, you know, they're protecting that sword. Has the big bad demon in it.
Did he lose his hand?
No, he lost his eye, I thought.
Yeah, that was it. He lost his eye, thematically, just like his master.
Yeah. That was his whole shtick.
Yeah. Yeah, Thunderbolt. I also like K-Guy a lot, but K-Guy's theme music is my favorite. When you hit the climax of her song and that string plays and she does her spinny like smoke attack thing, fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'm very excited for her to come back in season 3. She do you know her backstory with Vapor?
I mean, not beyond what they've shown in the show.
So she's in love with Vape Duck, but you know Vape Duck's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
He screwed her over, obviously, but she's still in love with him, apparently.
Why this? Poor girl, she can do better. She can be in love with me. Oh well. Poor K-Guy.
Now, I've been recently reading a lot of mystery manga recently.
Oh?
Do you have any interesting mystery manga or anime that you'd like to recommend?
Mystery manga or anime? Let's see. That is an interesting question. I guess it depends on what you define as mystery. Mystery.
Something that's a little dark, you know. Okay. For example, like I just read, it was called Funahan, I think it is. It's like Defense by Impossibility. A man can persuade somebody to kill or do his bidding or alter their reality, kind of, with his words.
Interesting.
He's an assassin that makes other people kill his target. And there's always a mystery of what's happening, what's real and what's not. You know, kind of like that.